It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There's an online tool called Person Finder. It's part of Google's response to the quake and tsunami in Japan. You can use Person Finder to find out if someone you know there is okay. You can search for names or provide information yourself. It has records of over 125,000 people so far. The tool was first used after the Haiti earthquake last January. Prem Ramaswamy from Google's crisis response team says it works better than what was available before.
If you were missing a relative before the Haiti earthquake, you'd have to go to 14 separate sites. Like, you'd have to go to CNN and New York Times and the Red Cross and so on and so forth. So none of the information was shared across. So what we decided to do was to create this centralized tool that lived in the cloud that's able to basically take data from other sources and push data to other sites.
Person Finder is part of the larger Google resource site.
We've shown satellite imagery over Sendai and other parts of Japan that give you a clear idea of the before and after destruction that you've seen, but also help NGOs on the ground be able to know where to go to actually help people out, right? What roads still exist? What buildings are still there? Questions like that can be answered quickly. Then, mind you, I should also point out that there's an entire suite here, not just Google, but there's also partners like Ushahidi, right, which creates this platform that lets you give citizen reports on what's actually going on the ground. It's an excellent example of bringing together different pieces of technology, right, the ability to SMS, the ability to crowdsource information, the ability to have people who want to volunteer and help somehow who might not be directly in the disaster help out by looking at these records and trying to make sure that they're authentic. So this is another great platform.
I have many friends and my families near the earthquake. So I thought, what should I do? What can I do?
Shu Higashi lives near Tokyo. He used the Ushahidi platform, which Prem mentioned earlier, to build a site that has become an online, crowdsourced clearinghouse of information. Shu says people have been posting articles, but mostly it's about basic needs.
Mainly finding people and help me, or food here, or water here.
Have you talked with your family through this site?
Yeah, my wife's aunt is missing still, even now. And I posted it to the site, but so far, no answer.
We have links to all these sites at marketplacetech.org. Fred Armisen is known for his work on Saturday Night Live. He's also on the new sketch show Portlandia. Fred loves an iPad app called iSequence. He used it to make music for a recent SNL sketch.
I played someone who was in a sort of synthy band called the Fingerlings, and then we played a song called Embrace Me.
Standing in a motel room, looking out at the neon lights.
I just wrote it in my dressing room. On iSequence is what you hear on the TV screen. Like, that's what we used for the actual track.
Do you have a lot of other musical instrument apps that are on there?
Yeah, I have something called Drummeister, and it's just for, like, when you're just talking to someone. As they're talking to you and you're getting bored, you go, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right.
Much more from Fred, including musical demos at marketplacetech.org. A big welcome to two new stations carrying us, KPCC Los Angeles and Mississippi Public Broadcasting, Think Radio. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.